Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, I announce the grace of God to you, and in the stead by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt. Let them turn back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. for thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, our Most High, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty and merciful God, of whose only gift it comes that your faithful people do to you true and laudable service, grant, we beseech you, that we would so faithfully serve you in this life that we fail not finally to attain your heavenly promises. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Holy prophet Isaiah, is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall turn into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off, who make a man an offender by a word, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just by empty words. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob and fear the God of Israel. These also who erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complained will learn doctrine.
This is the word of the Lord.
God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt.
Holy Apostle St. Paul, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, because the letter kills, yet the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Almighty and everlasting God, who according to your unspeakable mercy in your dear Son has called us to the New Testament, not of the letter but of the Spirit, we beseech you remove the veil from our eyes that we would behold the glory of your gospel, and grant that we, beholding as in a glass all glory, would be changed into the same image from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Seventh chapter. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came through the midst of the region of the Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They begged him to put his hand upon him. So he took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers in his ears, and spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the bond of his tongue was loose, and he spoke orthodox. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray.
O Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, who by your almighty word did make the deaf to hear and dumb to speak, we draw to you in all our bodily and spiritual needs, for there is no one to save except you alone. And we beseech you to touch with your divine power our bodies and our corrupt hearts. Open our ears to hear your word, loose our tongues to speak righteousness, and fill our hearts with the power of your Holy Spirit, who with the Father and Holy Spirit are one God now and forever. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Up into heaven, he doesn't necessarily sigh, but he groans like on the tree at Calvary. Why would Jesus heal in this way? Probably the greatest offense that anyone could give someone else is to spit upon them. Jesus, after Lazarus has been entombed for 4 days, speaks, and he is vivified. The centurion has a servant who has been gravely ill for many days. Jesus says, "I will come and heal him." The centurion says, "No, you don't need to do that. I understand your authority. I have authority as well." So Jesus, he doesn't even say, "Your servant is healed." He said, "Let it be as you desire," from across the miles, and it is done. The Syrophoenician woman, a Canaanite, comes to Jesus. Her daughter is demon-possessed. What does Jesus say? "It is not fitting to give to the dogs the food that has been reserved for the sons of Israel." He insults her. She wants her daughter healed. Jesus would apparently not pass an Emily Post course. But she says, "I understand this, Lord.
but even the dogs eat from the master's table. Stunned. Let it be as you desire. Doesn't have to go there, says the word. Peter's mother-in-law is sick. He takes her by the hand, lifts her up off the... So why this? Isn't this a little odd? Why doesn't he just say it? He heals and touches people all the time. He heals people by speaking all of the time. Maybe we can't trust this story. Maybe it's fake. Yeah, that's it. From one's eyes comes observation, obviously. And from observation, I suspect, comes thought, intelligence, and conclusion. But from the ears comes speech. You cannot form words unless you hear how words are formed. From the ears comes that communication of thought and reason and the propagation of ideas, even creativity. People of musical talent are asked of all spectrums of music, they're all asked the same question. How do you write this? And the answer is always the same. I hear it in my head. I hear it. Look at what Jesus does here. He takes the man away from the crowd so he cannot see them. And in turn, he has no thought of them or compulsion to understand them or to reason with them. And takes him to himself. So only the deaf man can hear what is said. Jesus' voice is the only voice that is heard, and therefore he speaks orthodox. He doesn't hear the crowds because the crowds cannot teach orthodox. Healing and speaking lead, therefore, to living. In other words, when Jesus says, Ephatha, be opened, he's not merely referring to his ears, but the entire man himself. Be opened. And at that speaking, faith is conceived. And he speaks that which only faith can speak. Doxology. And praise to the living God. It's fascinating that the crowds, whether they are believers or not, I guess is unimportant, but there is something to be understood by their request. They want Jesus to touch him. This is baptismal gesture. When you and or your children come, the priest places his hand upon this child or adult. Opening takes place by the words, "Depart, thou unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." And whether or not your son or daughter is not of the age of literal speaking, they do speak. And they speak orthodox. They speak doxology. Such now is the baptismal text. Now you know why Jesus would not speak merely or touch merely. Good
grief. Even the saliva of God saves. Why heal this way? Because our Lord instructs us in orthodoxy, in baptism, and that your life would continually be open. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our tithes and our offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, we beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy, may it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Brenda, Emily, Nancy, Sydney, Herbert, and Chuck comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord God of life and death, who turns man to destruction and says, "Return, children of men," we give you thanks for all the benefits of body and soul which you have given to Bertha during her life. We pray, comfort all those who survive and mourn her death, and waken in us sincere repentance and true faith, that we would be ever ready when your final summons comes. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant the prophet Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus.
Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat the body of Jesus, give it to death for you. Take and drink the blood of Jesus, shed for you, for forgiveness of your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith of the Lamb of the Last Day. Depart in peace.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat the body of Jesus given for you. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. Thank you. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and drink to the blood of Christ.
Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free.
Amen.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ
for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. You stand with us today.
Thank you.
army of martyrs praise thee. The Holy Church throughout all the world doth acknowledge thee. The Father of an infinite majesty, thine adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When thou tookest upon thyself to deliver man, thou didst open thyself to be born humble as a humble virgin. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. Whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save thy people and bless thine heritage. Govern them and lift them up the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.